Good morning, beautiful family. Here we are again in an exquisite piece of Gaia surrounding us, underneath us, and the heart of Gaia that resonates within us. So as we just open our cells to absorb the sun and the smells of Gaia, take a breath in and let yourself open up all the way through and relax into these arms of Gaia. The breath that she gives us, the sun, which is the life force that grows our food and the water that runs beneath us, and the beautiful symphony of her beauty and her life force that gives us life. We give thanks in our hearts and our souls and our minds for all this abundance. For truly what we receive from Gaia is a gift to us, and we honor that gift with respect and appreciation. And breathe in again, deeply, feeling that appreciation grow inside of you as it grows inside for your own internal Garden of Eden, who you are within, as a being of light and a being of love to be honored on this planet at this time.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. For those listening, we are in Winchester. A beautiful day. And the city is alive with hope. For it is a special day with a royal wedding. In this very day, there's celebration. There's joy. There is a metaphor, for this is the seventh channel of this tour, and the first one, we gave you the story of the hero's journey. We gave you a story that said that inside every single human being was the wish to be the hero, to be the one that would go with their friends, have a little magic, perhaps, and conquer the foes along the way and come out of the dark side and join hands then with the rest who would then celebrate them. There is a metaphor this day going on. For the two royals who gathered together are a modern day Arthur and Guinevere. And as those in this land who believe in these legends and traditions and these heroes look upon the royals even of today, there is this hero's journey. And with their imagination and their intuition, they would cast their eyes upon this and the majesty of it and the joy of it and the beauty. And they would say, this is good. Every woman is the bride, every man is the groom. And the hero journey continues and continues and continues. It's a 7-day because this is the seventh message. And I want to talk briefly about intuition. Intuition that not only would have you join with the royals this day and metaphorize Arthur, but the basic intuition that every single human being has, and that those who built the stone circles had. And it's the intuition, I would say, of divine guidance. There are things that humans do all over the planet that are so telling about who you are, dear ones. If you simply were mammals on a planet without any intervention, without any divinity at all, there would be none of these things that I mentioned right now, that I'm about to mention right now. Why is 7 a special number? It's a special number almost in all belief systems. It was a special number to those who built the stones. It goes back thousands of years. It is a special number in Egypt. Those who never met one another are following a system the Tibetans called numerology, where certain numbers have certain energies. 7 is often seen as special, as divinity, as royalty, and here you are with a 7th message. But that's not all. Human beings recognize and use sacred geometry. Artists will come up with the patterns. And those patterns almost always must be based upon a perfect circle. For within that circle, you're able to draw the triangles, the double tetrahedrons, and the more perfect the circle is, the more accurate then is the sacredness of the geometry. Why is it sacred? In 3 to 4,000 years, would a bison have the same reaction? Would they evolve and think certain numbers are sacred or certain shapes are sacred? And the answer is no. You see, inside you is something that when you look around, you have open intuition with free choice to see things or not, to feel things or not. But when you start having these intuitions to recognize certain energies, they fall into the same patterns worldwide. The numbers mean something. The patterns mean something. The geometry should be this way and not this way. It's almost a mirror image of the sacredness in you. And so we have to then go to a big, big question. You've heard all about ley lines. Even I mentioned them around the portal when we were in that place which was hungry. I have a question for you. Would ley lines exist without human beings here? And you say, well, yes, they would. You would say, ley lines are based upon the Gaia energy, the things that are here and that line up a certain way. The stars would be there, Gaia would be there. And even if humans were not, yes, there would be ley lines. Here's the answer, no, there wouldn't. Because the integral factor of a ley line is human consciousness. It must interface with the energy of Gaia. Would there be dowsing without human consciousness as the dowser? And the answer is no, of course. It would not happen without the interface of that which is inside the human being which reacts to the energy in the ground. Whether the energy is that which is fluid or energy of the grid or consciousness that used to be. The dowser follows that marries to the consciousness that is divine inside. Why does it have to be divine? Even a dowser that doesn't believe in divinity will use that part that's divine. It's called intuition. And some of your intuition is more divine than others, even if you deny the divinity. All that is to say that even those who didn't come here to hear Kryon will feel these things. It has nothing to do with your belief system. It's inbred. It's part of your DNA. You recognize sacred geometry, you react to certain numbers, and when things are correct and right, you know it. Ley lines are developed in conjunction with Gaia and human consciousness, following certain energies and making patterns around the planet. It's simply part of the intuition you have, which is beyond anything any other mammal has on the planet. Did you really understand? Do you honestly understand that intuition is a multidimensional feeling, a force that every one of you has? Some of you use it more, some less. There's no rules because it's a free choice of the human. When you get to that which is called Bath, and there is a larger meeting, I will give you a seminar, and part of it will be a channeling on hidden intuition. And where this is going is to say that as you evolve since 2012, this part of you, which seems to be so fleeting, called intuition, will sharpen. And more things will start happening and occurring, and you will be more aware than ever of sacred things around you. But for now, I want you to feel, if you can, the intuition of the excitement in this city. The excitement of the two coming together. Of the legends that perhaps even their bloodline helped to create. You're in a land where these things are seen certain ways. Where the stories are amplified, enhanced, and the hero becomes the superhero. Over and over and over. It is a marvelous history, this, the hero's journey. The invitation today is to participate in it. Your name goes here. In other words, it's you. You're marrying with Gaia in certain ways. You can feel the sun on you right now. And that's important. Something small like that is important. You are the hero of the day. You're here, listening to divine information, given freely in love, and free choice to hear it. That puts you in a hero's chair, dear ones. Accept it. And so it is.